This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Admits it messed up when it comes to hurricane response in 2017 as far as Puerto Rico is concerned. Paul Manafort arrives at Alexandria lockup. So what does that mean? And the U.S. reunites 57 immigrant kids with parents. Just another day in America. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's talk about the FEMA report quickly and let you know that the Federal Emergency Management Agency did say that we fess up. We drastically underestimated that devastation that Hurricane Maria was about to unleash on Puerto Rico. The findings are in FEMA's after-action report. That's what they do, summarizing their performance. And, of course, it was a busy year with three catastrophic hurricanes. There was massive criticism about what happened in Puerto Rico, which is a U.S. territory of 3 million people. The report says FEMA's planning in the area was incomplete. They didn't know what adequately account for major disasters in a short amount of time. They didn't know what was happening there. In May of 2018, a Harvard study estimated there were 4,000 deaths were associated with the storm, and that contradicts the official estimate, 64, of FEMA. The report said that it had committed to updating a portion of its Caribbean response plan before the 2017 hurricane season, but they didn't have a complete plan. It was incomplete, and that they developed that portion of the plan during the response operation. It just goes to show you got to burn the midnight oil. They say there was a lack of communication. There were all kinds of shortfalls. There was a uniquely challenging situation. And you remember, the president praised the federal storm recovery efforts in Puerto Rico, even though millions of people didn't have power. And remember when famously the president said it was a 10 on a scale of 10. So FEMA comes out and says that it wasn't and talks about how they were proud of how they performed in extraordinary circumstances, but that they want to improve. And that's why they released this Thursday report, because they're trying to be transparent. So I give them kudos for being transparent, because they should be. But I don't give them any kudos for not I say they should have had a plan in place, so they shouldn't have relied on old information. But that's the screw-up of who's in charge. So who's in charge? What are they working on? What were they concerned with? That goes to part of that, meaning when they sat down and they were looking at the year, they should have looked at some of the possibilities. With the hurricanes, especially with the predictability of that, they've gotten better at it with the Hurricane Center, and they didn't do that enough, in my opinion. That's how they landed in that brutal situation, because certainly they didn't. You know, FEMA doesn't want to be the target, right? They don't. So they were the target, and they still are the target because of gaffes like that one. So they got to get it together. Speaking of getting it together, Thursday's House Judiciary Committee testimony from FBI agent Peter Storch descended into crazy chaos after the opening statements. Here's what happened. Congressman Trey Gowdy, a Republican from South Carolina, you know who he is, was the first to question the agent. He asked Storch how many people had been interviewed in the Russian investigation from July 31st to August 8th, Storch declined to answer, saying that FBI counsel instructed him not to answer the questions about ongoing investigations. And that set off the chaos where you had different people interjecting, and where eventually he was put in this situation, according to ranking minority member Gerald Nadler, who said, you know, the gentleman does not have standing to one of the chairs, Congressman Bob Goodlatte from Virginia, said you're under subpoena and you're required to answer the question. So the ranking minority member, Gerald Nadler, or could be Nadler, he interjected and said he objected to make sure this point hangs out there. And he said the gentleman does not have standing to object. So Nadler eventually was allowed to speak by stating a point of order. And he said it puts him in an impossible situation. He's still an employee of the FBI. FBI counsel is telling him not to answer the questions. We have a problem with this policy. We should take it up with the FBI, not badger him. And then just kind of unraveled worse from there. I mean, there was just all kinds of heckling and the madness. It was like a complete show. And at one point, he was reading the text he wrote. He had 5,000 texts, this FBI agent, to his girlfriend. So if you think about it, 1 minute to write or send, that's 833 hours each, or 20 weeks of work. So, wow, he had time to text a lot, apparently, and that is not good, and that does not make him look good, let's put it that way. And that's why I think that was the point of making him read the text. It was brutal. All right, on this show we bounce around. We don't just hammer one point. And I always say it's what people are buzzing about. So the FEMA report, I think, got people a little upset about Puerto Rico and what happened or what should have happened or what about territories. Should we have territories? It even goes deeper than that. And then how about Paul Manafort, who looks terrible, by the way. He looks like he hasn't slept for 5 weeks. So he arrived to the detention center in Virginia following a transfer from a rural Virginia jail where federal prosecutors say that the former Trump campaign chairman was afforded some special treatment. Yeah, special treatment was when he had all kinds of ways to be able to hook up with the internet and get his work done and all that kind of stuff. And the privileges that he had started to come out. So now he's in Alexandria and he joins about 400 other inmates. There have been others of note that have been in this facility, but he won't quite be the VIP that he was in this other jail. Manafort's attorneys initially referred to the lack of proximity in their request for a postponement of the July 25th trial. They were hoping to get that. The district judge ordered him moved and saying it was better to have his confinement someplace else. And he's got this trial in Alexandria on bank and tax fraud. And where that ends up, it seems like they have really nailed that shut. But seems like, and it is nailed shut, you know, come on. And he's saying he had access to all his files. Prosecutors say Manafort had a bathroom, shower, and a workspace. So to get everything done, so he's getting closer to the two trials where he's going to have to defend those different allegations or charges, actually. You know, bank fraud and failing to register as a foreign agent for lobbying work for pro-Russia politicians in the Ukraine. So this all came out of the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russia and the presidential 2016 campaign for Trump, the possible collusion. So no more VIP treatment. He rolls on and moves on. I also mentioned this, the U.S. reuniting 57 immigrant children with parents. Woohoo! That was a good day. A lot of smiles, a lot of photo ops, and they're trying to figure out how do we sort this all out. It's a mess. It's going to take a while. Hang with us.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion $1 million for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
We talk about numbers. If you look around you, there's lots of numbers like this one. How about the thieves that stole over $27,000 worth of goods from an Apple store in less than a minute? Yep, they burst into a store in Fresno, California. They made off with phones, laptops, all that kind of stuff on Saturday, less than 30 seconds. Surveillance footage was released by the Fresno Police Department. Shows the four guys running into the store about 11:30 and grabbing up the stuff off the display tables. No weapons were used, none of that. You had four guys. They were wearing black and blue hoodies covering their heads, and they took off. Unclear as to some of the specifics, but they, what was clear is they were really super, super aggressive and grabbed things up off the tables and ran out. And it's pretty crazy to see the footage because you see the people in the store in shock. They're like deer in the headlights. It's the craziest thing. And then you got even four little girls or teenage girls that are kind of standing there in the middle of what's happening. And I think people are stunned. Like nobody stopped them. They're just staring. They're just watching them run out. They grabbed a bunch of stuff. And it's funny because I've thought of that when I've been in an Apple store. It's a wonder that they have it usually hooked up, that that doesn't happen more, and it's the first that I've heard of it happening. It could have happened someplace else, but now if there's going to be a bunch of copycats, you're going to have to figure out some way around that. But they have the surveillance footage, and you can't see their faces, but I would think in Fresno they're putting out APBs, and here's the pictures and all that kind of stuff, and here's the footage. I don't know if they'll catch them or not, but very crazy to to see that and to see the, I think to see the reaction of the people. And I kind of thought about that. I thought, you know, what if I were in that situation, what would I do? Would I get involved? Would I try to trip them? I just was stunned, and that's what it looked like to me. It looked like that to me. All right, this is a sad story. Kellen Winslow, a guy that I covered for a short period in my sports career, charged with the 2003 rape of an unconscious 17-year-old. So check the story out. Retired NFL tight end, already facing multiple rape and kidnapping charges, was arraigned Thursday on a new charge, forcibly raping a 17-year-old female who, again, was not conscious, which is despicable. Now 34, he was 19 at the time when that happened. The California law, if you're wondering, wow, do the numbers thing, California law allows for certain specific sexual offenses to be charged regardless of the time of their commission under certain circumstances, and those circumstances were met in that case, so that's why that happened. And it's interesting, bail was set at $2 million. His attorneys say he would post bail and would be released Thursday or Friday. His next court hearing is for the 17th. Winslow's mother, Katrina Ramsey, was crying outside the courtroom, and his father, Hall of Fame tight end, very respected, Kellen Winslow Sr., looked, they said, pretty upbeat when he spoke to family and friends. But you got to think he's got to be a little bit shocked by all of this, because this guy was, certainly when he first got into the NFL, he was pretty much a very hot prospect, and he made some money in the NFL. This means he could be doing a lot of jail time, depending on, of course, whether they get convictions or not. Home prices. Are you looking around in your neighborhood? Look around at the numbers. Are they high? Are they low? Have they dipped? Do you even pay attention to that? My husband Paul and I pay attention to what's happening in the housing market in our neighborhood. In my neighborhood, housing prices have gone up. I mean, in other words, if you have a house, people are offering some money for it. We live in an area where there's a rarity called mature trees. And if you live in Texas, you know that you don't always have that in neighborhoods. I think that's part of it. But I was reading something about the housing inventory, and they're saying the housing inventory increased 2.2% in the second quarter. That's the biggest gain since early 2015, according to real estate research from Trulia. Housing supplies, check this out, we're still down 5.3%, so the supplies were down from a year ago. So that's interesting. But the rest of it is up. So 30 of the nation's 100 largest metro areas, I'm in one of them, saw their housing supplies increase on an annual basis last quarter. That's up from just 13 earlier in the year and represents the biggest share of big cities with rising inventory in more than three. All that gobbledygook I just said to you, you know what it means? It means that the economy is more robust. I think you watch housing, and that tells the tale. Nashville, Tennessee, led the country in the second quarter with 52% of a jump in homes on the market compared with a year earlier. That's a very big number. The median home price of $255,000 is still up 11.3%. So other top areas include the one I'm in, Dallas, 32.4%, Salt Lake City, 48.6%. If you're listening to us in Little Rock, Arkansas, 13.4%. How about that? Do you like the word free? Do you like free food? Friday is Friday. So you want to get some free French fries the Friday the 13th? It is. I'm not kidding about that. You can go and get French fries at a couple of different places. Let me tell you where. BurgerFi, you get a free order of regular hand-cut fries with any purchase Friday when you mention the offer when placing an order. If you go to Applebee's for a limited time, all you can eat riblets and tenders include unlimited amount of fries, $12.99. You can just fry yourself to death. More fries, please. More fries, please. More fries, please. Burger King, with a coupon in the restaurant's app, get two small orders of fries and two original chicken sandwiches for $4.99. Want some more? Carl's Jr., get a coupon for a free small fries and beverage with the purchase of any $6 burger for joining the chain's email list. Now that's a good thing, joining the email list. And by the way, it's a good reminder to tell all of you to go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, KateDelaneyRadio.com, or AmericaTonightRadio.com. Either one works. And sign up for my mailing list, because I'm going to have all kinds of really cool giveaways, including my new book. A couple of lucky winners will get that, because this is a hardcover book. It's called Deal Your Own Destiny. It's my whole story, along with what could aid you in what you're doing, and how do you increase your odds, win big, and how do you become extraordinary? What does it take to do that? So, it's quick, impactful. It walks you through the decisions that were part of my career success and how you can have some bold moves that change the course of your destiny. I really enjoyed folks writing this, I got to tell you. It took me a year. I just got the advanced copies. So get in quick. Go to Kate Delaney Radio and jump on my email list, because I got great giveaways, including a book that's not even on the market that you can have a copy of. I'll send you a digital copy of that. So there you go. I can't give you donuts and sticks, though, like they can at Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' is debuting donut fries, which I can't even go there. McDonald's, with a coupon on the app and a $1 purchase, you get a free medium fries. So everywhere you're getting fries. There's ways to get fries, because it's Friday. I kind of have to say I love that, right? It's pretty cool. And I do like French fries, but French fries are so bad. If you eat too many French fries, just a few fries will do. Be careful how many you absorb. How about that? I was just looking at the story about college debt that I read in the USA Today. They say on average, parents owed $32,596 for their cumulative loans taken out under the federal Parent Plus program at college graduation in 2015-2016. And they're comparing it to what the high cost of college now and what families are doing in some cases, and how do they borrow and getting the loans. And, you know, it's tough stuff. Parents borrowing on PLUS loans, that's up 19.2%. And it's kind of a pressure release, but it's also kind of a stressful thing. The average cumulative debt at graduation for a bachelor's degree recipients increased by only 1% from 2011 to 2016, but that's up 26.5% from 23,288 in 2007-2008. So all those numbers add up to, boy, you hope your kid gets a scholarship. Or there's another way to pay. Coming up at the tail end of the show, my nephew Owen takes us on his trip to Portland with him. And there's a few other surprises along the way, so you don't want to miss it. Hang with us, and a big shout out to Andy and Paul for their help on this show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump now says he misspoke in Helsinki and that he supports the U.S. intelligence community and its conclusion that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election. Reading prepared remarks, the president said he confused words when he rejected the intelligence community's findings of Russian meddling. When he stood next to Vladimir Putin, the president said he saw no reason why it would be Russia that interfered with the election.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative.
The president also reiterated his faith in the U.S. intelligence community, saying he accepts the assessment of Russian interference, but then added it could have been other people too. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Wait till you meet my next guest. Boy, oh boy, she's so interesting. Danica Thornberry has written a book called Stick It to Me, Baby. But here's what's so interesting. If I said that title, would you know that she's one of the first acupuncturists in America to specialize in women's health and infertility? One of her claim to fame is that she's helped over 1,500 women conceive healthy babies. How awesome is that? And that's since 2001. She's worked in Los Angeles as definitely one of the top fertility specialists. Danica, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kate. I'm happy to be here.
So let's talk about first what I said. That is something in the world of infertility and what couples go through and what people go through individually or whoever it is, it's such a personal thing. It's such a emotional, often journey, as I've talked to a lot of people that have found themselves in these situations. What was that like for you to be able to help as many people as you've already helped and that you continue to help?
Oh, my goodness. Well, of course, it's very rewarding, but it's also nice to see when the women are able to reframe their success in terms of just personal happiness being restored on their way to getting to parenthood, because I think they lose a lot of themselves or their sense of joy from constant disappointment and facing a negative pregnancy test each month that they're trying, or a failed in vitro cycle time and time again, that can really beat down their spirit. And so it's one thing to have the success of a full-term live birth, but it's another success for these women and these couples to get back to their lives or actually come to a place where they enjoy their life even more than they had before. And that's really the premise of the book, Stick It to me, baby, because it's really saying, hey, stuff in life is going to happen, but how are you going to carry yourself through those disappointments? Can you see it as an opportunity for more personal growth or more love for your life? So I see success in two different ways, actually.
So in seeing that success and seeing those personal stories, you talk about that. You weave that into the book. You have inspirational stories because I think, and you could probably attest to this, when people hear about the stories of the success of others, it makes them feel like they have a shot, right?
Correct. Yes, it makes them open up a part of their brain that is all about possibility and that maybe it can happen for them. And that's exactly what I see happen. The medical model currently has a lot of business attached to it, unfortunately. That's just where we are right now, and that can be scary. And when women are putting in a lot of money into a fertility protocol and it doesn't work, it's easy to lose oneself and to lose hope in the situation. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
And so in changing your attitude, what do you tell women that is helpful that, you know, give us a little hint of that? How can they change their attitude about infertility and kind of open their mind up to other avenues?
Such a good question. Well, I love the word reframe. And I use it all day long, every day, where something is going to happen, and depending on how it goes into the woman's brain, it's got to go through the filter of being a victim, woe is me, it's never going to happen, the stinking thinking, the negative based on fear or resentment and doubt. So when it was my own personal story, I was given a list of different obstacles. Stage 4 endometriosis, blocked fallopian tube, elevated FSH, and an early diagnosis of menopause when I was 31.
Wow.
So I saw all of those things, and there would be times where I would feel very downtrodden, hopeless, scared, because I had such a long list of conditions to overcome, and I wasn't a candidate for the science that's out there. In vitro can't be done on somebody who has elevated FSH as high as mine was, because the minute that I would have taken those meds, it would have caused ovaries to be overstimulated, and it would have been too much for my ovaries. So I wasn't a candidate for in vitro. So I had to imply my own reframe. And that reframe was, I don't believe that I need in vitro anyway. So here's an opportunity for me to see what I can do. Here's an opportunity out of this huge disappointment, or reframing fear into an opportunity to practice some wisdom, looking at the wisdom that's been gained through the process, like realizing actually things do work out. I'll give you a really good example, Kate. When women have a struggle to get married and then they find a guy who's perfect for them and they get married, I'm not saying that they live happily ever after and it's a fairy tale, but they come to a place of surrender and they don't know if they're going to get married. And once they surrender and they reframe the idea that they have to get married or else they're somehow less than, and they surrender that, they get their power back, they become more whole or more confident, more complete just on their own, and then that's more attractive. And then the right partner for them approaches. So I like to use that as a reframe in this fertility world where, hey, this is so hard because it's getting you to surrender your attachments to what you're seeing on social media, what is happening with coworkers and friends, how they are getting pregnant first and it appears to be so easy. Put in the reframe of, I'm going to live my life the best that I can and I'll make certain changes because I'm going to tell myself and believe that it's going to happen for me because it's happening for these other people. And when I see these things on social, I'm not going to let it get to me and take me to a comparative place to feel bad about myself. I'm going to say, okay, if it's happening for them, then it will happen for me. The reframe, or just redirecting the thoughts into another area of possibility. How can I take what's happening and reframe it to tell myself that it's going to work for me?
We're speaking with Danica Thornberry. The name of the book is Stick It To Me, Baby. You can pick it up, Amazon, etc. Great book talking about women who struggle with infertility, the process of conceiving, carrying a baby, all that emotional, spiritual anguish that a lot of people grapple with. And I mentioned this at the top, and you're a renowned acupuncturist. Tell us about the acupuncture part of it and how you've seen that really help women.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so good at rebalancing the hormones using the energy of the system. And the way I use acupuncture is I have women come to my office and we begin with a conversation, and I integrate a lot of these concepts that you and I have been talking about into their session, and then I do acupuncture. The endorphins, the feel-good hormones that come out from an acupuncture treatment allow the women to relax in a deeper state. So if they've taken pearls of wisdom from our conversation and then they go to a deep state of relaxation, I believe that that just helps to more deeply integrate these new concepts, such that when she leaves the acupuncture office, now not only is she feeling good physically, but she's also got some new thoughts programmed into her brain. So it's like a holistic approach. It's acupuncture balancing energy, but then we're addressing the mind and the body. And I always talk about different foods that they can eat at different times in their cycle too. And all of this just really works to support the women and their husbands, their partners on this path. So acupuncture is one component, but it's an important component, but it works that much better when there are these empowering conversations going on about the emotional component, and women feel safe to release those pent-up emotions, then the acupuncture just works that much better.
Bringing this back around again, and we really get the sense of how rewarding it is for you, how many people you've helped, how many people you'd love to help in the future. Obviously, what do you hope somebody takes away from reading the book? Opening their mind up, we've said that, but what else can it do? Could it be a big resource, I would imagine, for them?
Sure. I like to recommend that the women read the book when they are in their 2-week wait or after ovulation, where they're looking for some source of inspiration. I also like to recommend the book to women who are willing to read between the lines and not just be limited to whatever their medical diagnosis is, that if they're unexplained infertility, there is an explanation and it's within themselves. They've got to, if their doctor can't find a diagnosis, they've got to find a diagnosis. Oh, it's that I'm constantly going to a negative, fearful place, or, oh, I'm not willing to do things differently. I need to look at my level of willingness. And these are the kinds of spiritual concepts that I put into that book that I insert in these acupuncture treatments and the conversation, hence the title, Stick It To Me. You know, I'm giving these women something that they may not immediately want to do or think of for themselves, but it's a really unique idea. Like, there is more that you can do by just changing your thoughts. And I guess that would be the biggest takeaway. I want women to transform the way that they're thinking about the diagnosis that they're getting, that's leaving them feeling hopeless. I want them to feel that they can create a shift that creates a change in outcome, and that they leave this time behind in their life, these few years that can be all about baby making. I'd like them to be able to look back and say, that was when I changed my life for the better. That was when I made those positive changes. Because otherwise they're going to look back on their fertility years and have more of that negative attitude and sadness and grief that they're going to carry. I'd like it to be seen as a time of transformation.
Absolutely. Perfect place to end this. Danica Thornberry, pick up the book, Stick It To Me, Baby. Thank you so much.
Oh, Kate, thank you so much. It was really a pleasure talking to you.
If you
like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a major problem.
Welcome back to America Tonight. I am so excited to talk to my nephew and introduce you to him again in case you missed him last time around. He is the author of The Ocean of Sound. You can get it on Amazon, so go to Amazon.com. But it's really cool because, as many of you know, when you've heard me talk about Owen on the air, how close I am to him and how excited I am to see some of the directions that he's taking. Now he has just a couple of years left in high school, and you know that he spends time with me in the summer and the other, and we've done some pretty fun things, and I'm going to mention those in a second. But because we have listeners, one of our fabulous affiliates is KPAM in Portland, Oregon, and I'm just dying to go up there, and actually I'm really dying to do a whole tour of America Tonight cities, but certainly Portland is one of those cities that's on my list. It looks like I'll be in New Orleans in August, but he had a chance to go to Portland and spend some time there for his spring break. So, Owen, say hi to everybody.
All right. Hey, everyone. And again, thanks for having me again. Kate, it's great to be on your show.
And so you and I were talking the other day, and it got me excited. You were talking about Portland, and you had the chance to go there. And you are familiar with Portland because you used to watch a show called Portlandia. How would you describe Portlandia?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's Fred Armisen, Carrie Brownstein, making this little skit show, which is actually shot in Portland, Oregon. I watched it ever since it first came on. Then I was obsessed with Portland. I'm like, whoa, does this place really exist? That sounds awesome. And it's funny because I actually watched nonstop Portlandia while I was there because the place we were staying at had Netflix, so it just seemed right.
So you watched the show Portlandia, which is really cool because it gets you interested in Portland. Was Portland what you thought it would be like because you had seen these shows for all these years and then you finally get a chance to go there?
Oh, absolutely. Because the thing that Portlandia does, it sort of portrays Portland as this really cool hipster town with a bunch of like vegan restaurants and really cool like farm-to-plate stuff and a lot of green areas, not too many roads, and it's exactly like that. The parks are fantastic. The stores are really small and thrifty. It's really cool. I recommend everyone go there. It's really neat.
Cool. I like that. So the thrift stores, you spent some time in the thrift store. So it's, you know, lots of people are familiar with going to thrift stores and shopping there, but some areas don't really have great stores. But Portland, like you said, is known for that. So you can find all kinds of cool, eclectic things, right?
Oh, yeah. And they never really say thrift stores. They always say like a vintage shop, which, you know, seems more appropriate because that's sort of the stuff they have in there. They have really cool vinyl records. I got a really cool looking hat, those sunglasses where you can vaguely like see through them like you see in the 70s. And they're not like regular thrift stores because I have regular thrift stores where I live, like crappy Salvation Armies and stuff. It's not like that at all. They're super cool. They're owned by retro-y people that really listen to the Rolling Stones and stuff. There's some really interesting people there. I loved going to those stores and I brought back so much stuff.
Right. So meaning it was more like, so not crappy Salvation Army, because of course we support the Salvation Army, meaning the stores have mostly clothes and that kind of stuff, old kind of clothes and things that people have that are left over from their house. So you're saying it's more vintage, and that makes sense by your description, because you're talking about kind of hipsters, cool stuff that they have, that now the retro stuff that's hot again, right?
Yeah, and I saw you were trying to save me there. I'm not saying the Salvation Army is bad.
Right.
I really do support the Salvation Army. I love going to the one near my store, but the stores don't have a lot of stuff. Like there are always those bad fluorescent lights and stuff. But these, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
But these cool vintage shops have everything, and they're really neat.
Yeah. So the vintage shops were really cool. And then you were at a place called, and this is what I think is interesting about Portland for everybody listening. And you know this is you have so much diversity of what you can do there. So one minute you might be in these kind of vintage stores shopping around for vinyl records, which are coming back. Isn't that crazy? I wish I had saved my vinyl records. Then the next minute you know it, you're on Ski Mountain, and you had a chance to do what at Ski Mountain? How cool is that?
Oh, yeah. We went up to Hood Mountain. It was a pretty, it wasn't a long drive, but it was really a tiresome drive. Like, there was a little bit of traffic because everyone was coming up there for, you know, for the break, but it was worth it. The mountain was fantastic. You can rent these little tubes and go down this hill. It's really neat. I got a ton of pictures when I came back. I even kept some of the gloves that I bought when I was at the store, so I think it's really worth it, even if the drive is a little bit of a pain.
Yeah, so you did. You went up to Mount Hood, which is very famous, and that's what you said, and you had the chance to where either people are skiing or tubing or doing whatever, and then all of a sudden then you're back down in Portland, and Portland is pretty, right? It's really green.
Yeah, Portland's beautiful. It really is. A lot of the parks have all of these unbelievable bike trails, and like sometimes they're bike trails where roads would be, which blows my mind to see. And those always intersect with like those really cool parks that are converted that, you know, like used to be old bridges or used to be you know, superstores. They're really interesting, and yeah, it makes me wish I had brought my bike or brought a lot more equipment.
And speaking of equipment, you had a chance to do kind of a little documentary thing. You were out at a museum. Tell us about the museum and what was so neat. What's the name of the museum and what was so cool about the museum?
Oh, yeah. The documentary is the reason why we went up there. I got in touch with this man named Jim Stewart, who's the curator of this museum called the Zymo Hieroglyphic Museum, and then I interviewed him a little bit. I got his commentary about the museum, and he eventually brought in this friend who knew the museum very well. I interviewed her, asked her some questions, and yeah, my documentary's essentially finished. The only thing I'm looking for is someone to do a narration, but I don't want to say too much about it because I'm still, you know, I still want to reveal it.
A narration? Are you taking auditions for that? Maybe I should audition. You know, you have an aunt who's in radio.
Yeah, but I don't want you to, you know, go up when we're trying to talk about something interesting. You go like, all right, coming at you, Kate Delaney. We're talking about Zomerglyphology. How about those cowboys, huh?
Do you hear this, America? Do you hear my nephew busting my chops? That is brutal. But actually, that's cool that you're looking to do narration to add to the documentary. And in filming this, what kind of equipment do you use for that? I'm kind of curious because now, boy, you don't need a lot of equipment.
Yeah, that's true. I have this old iPad mini that I actually converted into this really cool like film device because sometimes you can get those attachable handles that help stabilize it. You can get a microphone that you can plug into it, and it works a lot better than the iPad microphone. That's essentially what I use for the whole thing, because I realize I do have a lot of those fancy Hollywood cameras, but I have no clue how to use them. So I figured this might be better, and it worked out.
Help, help. Who knows how to teach them how to use the fancy cameras? That's funny. All right, so this is kind of interesting for people listening. We're speaking to my nephew, Owen Delaney, and I mentioned he has a book called The Ocean of Sound out. It's on Amazon. So here's the thing, Owen. You obviously have an interest in writing. You have an interest in doing a documentary and film and stuff, and you're going to be a junior in high school. So what do you hope to do with this? I mean, do you, you know, I talk to a lot of high school students, and they have ideas of what they want to do, but they're not necessarily sure. What do you feel like you want to do?
Well, I think when I get finished with this movie, I'll maybe just send it to a few small film festivals just for fun. And who knows, maybe that'll lead to a little bit of attention. In fact, I'm writing a screenplay to a movie right now, which I don't know that I have time to talk about. But anyway, I'm having a lot of fun with this. I do want to go into filmmaking, but I'm not sure, you know, who's going to notice me. What are the necessary steps to get there? So, you know, I'm still looking at film school, things like that. But, yeah, just hoping that someone might notice.
Right, but part of the necessary skills are the things that people can relate to that are listening to America Tonight. When you're a kid, what you're interested in, sometimes if you're lucky, because I say this in my speeches, you get to pursue your passion, and obviously you really enjoy this, and there's so many different formats out there, and you've already seen this in writing and expressing yourself, and your opinions change and things change, but the fact that you're doing it now, I think, gives you a great head start. Do you know any other kids your age at school? Are there any others interested like you are in filmmaking?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's how I met a lot of my friends. Like, I just walk up to them and ask them, hey, have you watched any good movies lately? And then eventually it turned into this really long conversation about who's the best, you know, filmmaker. Yeah, there are tons of kids like me that want to get into this stuff. So I have a little bit of a competition, but I think it's all right because I can always do other stuff. I'm really good at, I think I'm all right at writing books, but that's another skill that also helps filmmaking, because I always hate when people say, you know, writing and filmmaking are different subjects, even though they're very close. You have to write screenplays, you have to write this and that. Anyway, if filmmaking doesn't work out, I think I have a good cushion to land on.
Exactly, and there you go. So mature. But you're right. Having a backup plan, so you already have one, because you know how to do various things, which is one of the key things, I think is one of the key elements to being in the arts. All right, well, thank you for coming on.
All right, thanks again.
We'll be back with more of America Tonight in just a moment.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.